Good morning. Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB. Welcome back to the most listened to program in all of the Sandhills. It's time once again for Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams, along with the Colonel, retired Marine Colonel Jeff Drummond. Good morning, Colonel.
Yeah, good morning, Moore County. It's a little hot and sticky out there, just like the Communist Democrats' reaction to the big convention here the last couple of days. So, it is what it is. They'll continue their garbage. They won't be happy till they see another 9/11 and anything else they can get away with. So, get out and enjoy your day anyway, if you can.
Don't forget, of course, we are being heard around the world on a live audio stream. That's available to you from our website at talk973.com or talk1041.com or weeb990.com. Upper right-hand corner of every page has an icon that says on the air, listen live. Click on that, hit the link, then the play button, and you're listening to us live. Weather for us today here in the Sand Hills area, well, it's pretty much going to be, what can I say? It's going to be hot, a little more humid. Look for high in the upper 80s, low 90s, 93 is what they're calling for. And a little more humid. Then tonight, more of the same, low of 73. For tomorrow, 50-50 shot of showers and thunderstorms, 88 for a high. Same for tomorrow night, a low of 70. Sunday, 50-50 shot of getting wet again with a high of 88. Monday, just sunshine, 91 degrees. Tuesday, 87 degrees. And Wednesday, still under the sunshine and 87 degrees. Right now, around the Sand Hills, winds are from the southwest at 3. Pressure is 30.02, 2.75. Humidity 94%. We have sunny skies, 77 degrees currently here at Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB. All right, a little Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. It is 8:35, 35 past the hour on this 9/11. We did a tribute last hour on that, and we hope you enjoyed it. But there are some things that, pull it up here. There it is. It's now been a quarter of a century since the horrific September 11th attacks, which may be hard to wrap your head around if you're a boomer, a Gen Xer, or an older millennial. But for all others, it's not. The younger adults at your office weren't even born yet when 9/11 happened. Anyone younger than 25, here's a list of old things that are actually more recent than 9/11. For example, the iPod. It's literally younger than 9/11. It debuted in November of 2001. Google News. It launched in September 2002. Skype started in 2003. LinkedIn. Does anybody use LinkedIn anymore?
I don't know.
It's still around.
I don't have an account with them. Yeah, I don't know.
Gmail. A lot of people use that. It began in 2004. Google Maps, 2005. YouTube, 2005. Podcast. The term came in common use around 2004, and podcast was Oxford's Word of the Year for 2005. The iPhone, it debuted in 2007. The Android followed in 2008. Tesla didn't exist yet in 2000, and neither did Uber until 2009. Tesla was 2003. No Harry Potter movies had hit theaters. The first one, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, came out in November of 2001. No Lord of the Rings movies were out either. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings, premiered in December 2001. Then they expanded into a nine-hour chase scene to throw a ring in a volcano. Go figure. Elf, horrible movie that it is, came out in 2003. Pirates of the Caribbean, 2003. No one had heard of American Idol, which premiered in 2002. The Office, 2005. Neither had Lost. It came out in 2004. And Grey's Anatomy in 2005. Beyonce's solo career didn't start until 2003. Kanye West didn't pull out his first album until 2004. And Taylor Swift didn't debut until 2006. Boy, she's made up for lost time, hasn't she? Crocs didn't debut until 2002. The Nintendo DS wasn't out until 2004. The Wii didn't hit stores until 2006. And no one said selfies until 2002. Hashtag 2007. Mansplain, 2008, and YOLO, 2011. So, just to make you feel old, huh?
Well, you know, I remember changing the tube in the television. So, yeah.
Remember they had tube testers in the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Where you carry your weak tubes from your TV in there, and they tell you which ones are weak, and you can get a replacement down below?
Well, this was before 7-Eleven, so we went down to the electronic shop.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, people would say, what are you all talking about? Yeah, that's when TV ran on vacuum tubes. Zenith's phrase was, the quality doesn't go, you know, handmade. Every part is handmade. And it was until they got the printed circuit boards. And then they switched to the quality goes in before the name goes on. Just in time for Christmas, I guess you'd say. There's an exciting news today for anyone who's ever wanted to smell like inside of a plastic trick-or-treat jack-o'-lantern. Brock is releasing a candy corn perfume this fall. It's called Ode to Candy Corn.
Ugh. $22. Candy corn, never. I remember biting into one of those when I was a kid, probably from Halloween or something, and no candy corn.
Well, you can get it at candycornseason.com while supplies last. The bottles are pretty small, just 1.7 ounces, so the fragrance isn't cheap.
Well, when I was growing up over in Plainsboro, there was a firm called Firmenich, and they used to make perfumes and, you know, various scents and things like that. And when they were cleaning all their stuff, I mean, it smelled like a huge candy corn factory. I couldn't ride over there. Oh, man, it was awful.
Hmm.
Ugh. God. Ugh.
Well, if you wonder what this perfume smells like, they say it, quote, swirls together notes of creamy vanilla, sponge sugar, and honey to capture the coziness of fall in every spray.
Yeah. No. Absolutely not.
So there you have it. I don't get this one. Let's see if I got my little sounder for this one. Yeah, I do. How about that? Let's run it then.
And now it's time for
random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Our random facts for today, maybe even a spare. Construction on the Pentagon began on September 11th, 1941, exactly 60 years before 9/11, when roughly one third of the building was damaged. Joan of Arc wasn't from a place called Arc. She grew up in a village in France called Dumouriez.
Dumouriez? I can't remember.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I've never heard it pronounced, but I believe it's Dumouriez.
Her name in French is Joan d'Arc.
Yeah.
And d'Arc was her father's last name.
Yeah, French, you know. It's really Belgium. They speak French, but it's much different. It's almost like they sing. It's just a really pleasant to listen to the French language in Belgium as compared to France. Man,
if you say so,
it is.
Steve Jobs has received more than 140 patents since his death. They were all pending when he died, and they have since been approved.
Oh.
The inventor of cruise control was blind. Who knew? And Google searches for why is my poop green peaked between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. and then again between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
All right. Well, that's information I didn't need to know.
That's information I don't care about. There you go. Those are your random facts and a spare for your Friday. All righty.
Why is it green?
I've never had that experience, so I don't know.
Lay off the spinach.
Let's see. The latest social media trend has a new category called divorce talk. It's basically just a rise in people sharing their experiences on social media after ending many years-long marriages and partnerships. There's a new story out on one creator whose recent videos share her newly divorced life after a 12-year marriage. She's open about the rebuilding process and openly admits that divorce feels like a death. There are two reasons for that. One, when you're with someone that long, almost every aspect of your life feels interwoven with you. And also, particularly if you have kids, you're grieving something, someone who's still alive, but both of you, your lives are moving forward away from the life you shared, but you're still connected and also building that relationship. Anyway, that's one example. Like everything else, it's a world that can be beneficial, triggering, entertaining, inspiring, and TMI, or even a bit cringe, depending on the approach. Okay, we can do that. Let me get my sounders up. Well, we can really do it. There's no good without the sounders. I'll need that and that. And we'll pull them over here where I can get to them. And now we can go get some stupid criminal news off the streets.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school.
Yes, my friends, it's time once again to strap on our gun and pin on our badge and head on our way to get some stupid criminals off the street. Home Goods is a broad name for a store, but it's not meant to include a man showing his goods at the store. 43-year-old man in Florida named Billy Thomas was arrested on Monday after he stripped naked, the southern way of saying it.
Naked, yeah.
Naked. Inside a Home Goods store and exposed himself to a shopper. And yeah, he went full birthday suit. Woman who was inside at the time told officers that she saw the guy enter the store, walk into an aisle where she was standing and say, "I'm sorry, I have to do this." And by have to, he didn't have to. It's not like it was his punishment for coming in last in fantasy football league. When asked why he did it, he told officers that his clothes had started smoking and that the bicycle he was riding was smoking as well. They never found a bike, if he ever had one. He was charged with indecent exposure. And yes, he looks like a Democrat. A liberal.
Well.
Democrat.
He's naked, so that's.
Yeah.
That's the answer right there.
Standing tall in the bicycle saddle, is he? And that, my friends, is your stupid criminal news for today. All righty. Can't get along without some stupid criminal news. All right. Well, go back. All right. Let's see. While we're there, stupid criminal news, there is bound to be some good news. Wouldn't you know it? That's missing, too. Windows rebooted this week, and it really has messed me up. Things aren't where you left them. It's like Windows saying, oh, I know better than you do. Let me take what you had right here and shove it somewhere where you can't find it. Spent 45 minutes yesterday looking for a file that I never did find. And I had the geek trying to help me find it. That's how well they can hide it. Anyway, some good news for today. Here are a few good news stories making the rounds. A 22-year-old woman from Kaysville, Utah, just became the first person with Down syndrome to earn certification as an upbeat bear instructor. B-A-R-R-E.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. Is it, or Barre? Is that it?
I guess.
Her name is Audrey Aldridge, and she spent years taking fitness classes and becoming so familiar that she could teach choreography.
Oh, dance, some kind of dance.
I guess.
Then. Yeah, all right.
Aubrey recently led her first class in front of more than 60 people and handed out lots of high fives and smiles.
Well, good for her.
A family cat that accidentally got thrown in away inside an old couch has been rescued from a landfill and united with its owners. The cat name is Mike, and the owner had a hunch he could have been hiding inside the couch. Well, why'd you throw it away, fool?
Well, that would be my question, but, you know, hey, take all this stuff out. Oh, by the way, where's the cat?
If my cat was missing, I'd be ripping the place apart.
And if you knew the cat had a habit of hiding in the couch, why wouldn't you look first?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A guy named David in New York City just turned a simple cleanup project into a neighborhood movement. David committed to cleaning one street block in Washington Heights every day for 100 days. And it wasn't just picking up the litter. He spent his own money to plant flowers and planters on the street and was amazed by how much it changed the neighborhood and gave his neighbors pride. He said, I could have picked up my trash my whole life, but instead I wanted to give people a reason not to litter. Well, good for you, David. Kudos. And that's your good news for today. Okay. Anything else, Stevie, there? No, that'll about do it. Moving on, the things we need to know today so we do not sound stupid. Billy Joel has shared he underwent brain surgery following his diagnosis with a rare condition last year. But he says, don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. He now sings country. No, I'm just kidding. Dancing with the Stars is set to have an elimination shakeup after the season 35 premiere, saying goodbye to two contestants following the two-night premiere. Set to take place on September 15th and 16th. I didn't see it. Don't care. I'm just guessing that sidekick of Jimmy Kimmel, who's about as bright as Jimmy, probably won't make it. New York Knicks star Jalen Brunson will host the season 52 premiere of Saturday Night Live 2 weeks from Saturday, September 26th. Dolly Parton's first posthumous song will appear on a new Stanley Brothers tribute album coming out October 16th.
Yeah, I read she had quite a few unpublished,
yeah,
unreleased
songs. She
wrote
like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, but she had quite a you know, she had recorded it and never released kind of songs, yeah. Quite a few. So, you know, kind of interested to see what those are like.
Well, here it comes again. Apple has unveiled their iPhone Duo, the first ever foldable phone with a 7.6-inch continuous inner display. Starting price for you Apple heads out there, get your wallet ready, $1,999.
Oh, yeah.
And you get one starting October 23rd.
Well, add your tax, so it's over $2,000.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No thanks.
And I'm sure Zoram Madami will probably have an extra tax on it by the time you can buy it.
Yeah, well.
A rich man's tax.
Well, they'll take your savings account, they'll take your investments. That's the long-term goal here, is for everybody to have nothing.
Yeah.
And you'll like it.
Thing to do is get the hell out of New York.
Well,
yeah. Go somewhere where they won't tax you, to death, like North Carolina or Florida.
Well,
or Texas.
Texas, Tennessee, Florida. You know, those are the places to go. Less so here, because we still have the unfulfilled promise by the Republicans to do away with the income tax.
Yeah.
You have those bums sitting in Raleigh, you know, still. And now they're going to reassess property taxes. They've already
raised. Well, they get hooked on the new taxes they put in place.
Well, they've put in new taxes, and they've raised.
To drop the income tax.
Your fees and all that kind of stuff, but never did away with the income tax.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they. I don't know. What's our surplus? We have a surplus in this state. They brag on it now and then. How about let's keep less of a surplus and do what you said you were going to do?
Archaeologists have found evidence of habitual drug use among hunter-gatherers who lived 16,000 to 25,000 years ago. You were there for that.
Yeah.
Two fossils suggest they sucked betel nuts. You know what a betel nut is?
No.
B-E-T-E-L. To release psychoactive properties and ease toothaches.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of natural home remedies that have been used for a millennium. And, you know, yeah, some of it was...
Well, cocaine will relieve toothaches, but...
Yeah, cure a lot of things.
Getting that.
Well, that's just it. You know, what's the old saying? Life back then was... nasty, brutish, and short. Solitary, nasty, brutish, and short.
Yeah.
Well, part of that is some of the stuff they would imbibe or eat or whatever.
Yeah. What was it? White Earp's wife was hooked on the opium?
Yeah.
Today's heroin?
Well, you know, hey, Coca-Cola, turn of the 1900s, actually had cocaine in it.
Yeah. That's what gave you that pep. Good Morning America announced a new weekend anchor team, adding White Wit Johnson, Gio Benitez, Rachel Scott, and Rihanna Alley, with Leslie Lopez as the meteorologist, set to debut tomorrow following Janai Norman's departure earlier in the year. So one leaves and pick up three. Okay. The big lines at the U.S. Open have been for people who want to experience Salt Hank's $38 prime rib sandwich topped with onions and provolone.
Sounds good. Not for $38.
Depends on how thick that bad boy is.
Well, there better be a
if he's two, I can go along with it. I got to the point I quit buying two steaks for me and girlfriend. I buy one nice steak.
Cut it in half.
And there's more than I need.
Well, there's a couple of butchers around that'll make you a couple of nice cuts of meat. In the mountains there is.
Yeah. I bet they are. Get bear meat up there?
I don't know. I've had bear meat.
Is it gamey?
Well, it depends. You know, a lot depends on when it comes to game animals, where they are, what they eat.
How they were cured.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we used to have the Hunter's Feast up in Virginia Beach. Well, actually, it was out on Knott's Island, which is actually in North Carolina. But, yeah, all these guys would bring in a lot of their different animal, you know, and you could sample it and stuff. And, you know, it was okay. I mean, I wouldn't turn it down. It was a private invitation kind of thing.
The future oil prices. Well, here's a hint. Saudi Arabia crude output has fallen to its lowest level in 1990. I believe they're putting the pipeline in to forego going down the waterway. And that will help things out.
There already is a pipeline from Saudi Arabia to the west.
Okay.
And actually, I just read that, you know, apparently the Iranians targeted that over the last couple of days, trying to shut it down. To be honest, just saw that in passing. I don't know if it's actually true or not. But yeah, there's several places where you could put pipelines in and get into the Mediterranean and other ports, which would just put the Straits of Hormuz out of business, except for the Iranian oil from Kargil.
Yeah. All right, Colonel, thanks a lot for your wisdom and participation today. And so it goes for this Friday. Have yourself a great, safe day. We'll see you back bright and early on Monday for a Mundane Monday. Until then, support the advertisers you hear on WEEB. Not only do they make radio free to you, the best talk radio, but they do business here in Moore County, and your money stays in Moore County. It rolls over and creates jobs for all of us, and that's a great thing. And if you want to find out why talk radio is so effective and the most effective form of advertising there is, second to none, call us here. Let us show you why we know how to put customers in your doors, because we talk to your customer hour by hour, day after day, and that's the way to do it. You can't do it with a one-time ad and the pilot. All right, that's it for me, the leader man, Nick Colton, the dogs. We'll all see you at the dog park.
Well, bye.